So just to kind of start off, what made you want to get started in working at working in your local community?
So before we moved to Norman Wells, I had actually applied for a different position in the recreation department. And I interviewed, I went through two interviews for that process, and that position didn't work out. And so the town had my information on file, and the FAO contacted me a few months before a position was coming available. One of the gals here was moving out of town, and the competition was going to be coming up in the fall of 2020. So we had been in contact. It wasn't a given that I had the position, but it was exciting. Sorry, I'll back up the bus. I hope I'm not butchering this, but
no worries at all.
My background is in optometry, so I'm a licensed optician and contact lens practitioner, but there was nothing really, unfortunately, in town that worked for me. So working for the town, I ended up getting the casual position, and then I worked the casual position for a few months, and just, it was fantastic. The staff here are amazing. I learned so much about the town, and it really helped as a new resident to get me familiar with the people, how the town works, the history of the town, everything like that. And then when the competition came out, I interviewed again for the position, and I got the permanent position. So, I started out firstly applying for a different position and ended up in this one.
So, in this job as you working for the Norman Wells Library Committee, you've helped assist with the advancement of the Equity Inclusion Committee and the Book Club. How important are these two programs specifically, like, to you? What made you want to focus on these two programs specifically? It's like, you know what, I want to make strides in improving these two.
I think it's really important, especially in a small, isolated community, to have programming. And so, for me, joining the library board, unfortunately, was during a lockdown, so we weren't able to have much programming. And I do have young kids, so I came from Alberta where there's an abundance of programming. So I really wanted to focus on that because I know there's lots of young families here. So the library is one where programming is going to be super important throughout the summer and sort of when the kids are off school, for mums and tots and things like, or parents and tots and things like that. So that was really important to me. For the Advancement of Equity and Inclusion Committee, it just sort of worked out that I was placed on that committee in my job, and it has been an amazing experience. The town and council is putting a major focus on equity and inclusion for all people in Norman Wells. We've put emphasis on learning about the Indigenous culture in Norman Wells and languages. And we have also been focusing on truth and reconciliation. We have read all the calls to action. We have read and focused on the calls to action for missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. And it has been an incredibly eye-opening experience. And I'm so excited because we've had an increase in members. And so our message is getting out to the town. And it's really exciting that we can all learn and grow in these experiences together. So that committee has only been around for 1 year now, and we've already changed the harassment policy for employees for the town. We are reviewing all our bylaws to make sure they're equitable and inclusive for everybody and that they're enforced equitably as well.
I think you summed that up perfectly. So next here on your bio, it says that you have a real passion for helping others. And I think that's it's a great passion for, you know, not just somebody in your line of work, but for absolutely anybody to have. And, you know, by all means, like, don't feel like you're patting yourself on the back too much in this, but can you think of a time where maybe like you helped someone or like you brought up an idea for a program that it like really, really helped someone else. And, you know, it just made you feel really, really good about what you were doing in that moment.
I didn't do this intentionally. I didn't realize when I first came. So this was probably 2 months into working for the town. And Christina, one of the gals who works here, she has put a lot of time and effort into our free pantry. So the town has a free pantry that is open 24/7. Anybody can come grab food at any time of day. I haven't really experienced this prior to living in Norman Wells, but someone had come up to the town office and opened the pantry, and it was around Christmas time. And there was no food in it. And there always is, but during busier times, it just, the stock depletes quickly. And I didn't know much about the program. So I didn't know that we stocked it regularly, and I had very little information about the program. And I went crazy. And I was like, we need to do a food drive right now. Like, there's no food in the pantry. I didn't know who organized it. I didn't even think to ask, but I just started a social media campaign saying that we are doing a food drive. Bring your food. If you want to bring monetary donations, it's a charity. We can purchase food, or we can provide gift cards to people who need food during this time. Anyway, I ended up having local businesses reach out saying they wanted to donate money as well. So I think in total last year from local businesses, we raised over $5,000. We had a huge stock for the pantry. It lasted months because the community was just so generous. And we had Northright Airways donated, round trip flights to Edmonton, Canadian helicopters. We auctioned off some flights to earn money, and it was just a huge success, and it was a feel-good campaign that just, it brought the whole town together in such a time of need, especially during Christmas time. And that was just a really sort of feel-good moment, even though Christina has worked that program from the bottom up and made it the success it was. It was just kind of a, in the moment, I panicked and just wanted to do something, and then that's how it turned out.
First off, that's a great answer. And I think that's, you know, sometimes that's how the best things come about. It's not something you know, like rigorously plan out. It's just something like you see and you like act on it as soon as you see it. And it can just, you know, turn out really well. And, you know, I'm glad you mentioned, Christina there, because one of the main focuses of Women's Month this year with the Status of Women Council and the NWT Chamber of Commerce is the theme of women supporting women. And by all means, if you can't think of one right off the top of your head, it's fine. Maybe you can think of one you've supported, but in the time you've spent with the city and just, you know, your advocacy work around Norman Wells since you moved up there, can you think of a woman who really helped you either advance in what you're doing or just helped you along the way in what you're doing?
Absolutely. The first person who comes to mind is actually our SAO, Kathy Clark. She's truly one of a kind. She has created this working environment that we have here at the town. It's something I've never experienced before. She's created a culture where we all feel valued, where we can all succeed in our jobs. Like, she's always here to support us. She makes sure that every single one of us is going to succeed. And I've never had a workplace where every single person is there to have your back. And she has created that environment for us here at the town. In my time being here, we've had just staff members leave because it's short-term positions or people aren't from here and they're moving back home. And it has been a very hard decision for each person who has chosen to leave here. Each person has become a family member, and it's always been emotional watching people leave because they don't want to leave, but they're moving forward with their lives. And I can credit that to her 100%. She's my role model. She is absolutely the reason that I've been successful in the position that I'm in, because I don't have experience in municipal government or in governance or community engagement. She has absolutely helped mold me to who I am now 2 years later.
I think that's it's a great answer there. And this, I think, it leads perfectly into to my last question here. We just spoke about, you know, a woman that really helped support you and helped, you know, you grow into the, you know, as you said, governance employee that you are today. And with the theme of women supporting women, I'm curious, what advice or maybe some tips would you give a woman who might be kind of in the same situation as you are? Maybe she's new to a town, not really sure what she can do to, like, get out there, involve herself in things. She thinks she wants to, but she's just not sure how to go about it. What are some advice or tips you would give them?
So just from my own experience, when I came here, I didn't really know anybody. I didn't have, you know, a close group of friends. My husband has been here for about 10 years, so I did know some people. But basically, I would just take my kids. We'd go on walks. We'd run into, you know, a family at the park. And this town is so accepting of new people. And so right away in Norman Wells, you can tell if there's a new person. So I walk up to the playground with my kids. And immediately everybody wants to know, hey, you know, I'm so-and-so, these are my kids, when did you move here? And it just, it's almost like immediate friendships. And so I just would encourage people to get out there. It's intimidating, it's scary, especially after 2 years of a pandemic, and especially new parents not being able to get out and socialize as much. Just take the lead, especially programming that's offered for towns and communities. It's so important, I think, just to take that leap and get out there. That worked for me anyway, and I'm not really a hugely social person, but it just worked out great, just putting myself out there, taking my kids, and everyone was so welcoming. So I also think, especially if I see a new parent in town, I mean, you can always tell in Norman Wells, just reaching out and saying hi, welcome to town, you know, just little things like that make people feel so welcome.